This is Colorado Public Radio News in KRCC. I'm Vic Valla. RTD drivers and mechanics are getting a big raise. The transit agency and its largest employee union agreed to a new 3-year contract Friday. It bumps starting pay up to $24 an hour. Lance Longenbaum is a union president.
People are excited about it. The feedback that we're getting from people that have looked at it, people who have been here for a very long time, are telling us this is the best contract they've ever seen.
RTD is short about 250 frontline workers. Longenbaum says the new deal should help with recruiting and retention. The Denver March powwow kicked off yesterday. For CPR News, Eli Imadali reports.
Carol Meltingtallow braids her son Xavier Bolton's hair as he sits in a lawn chair on the edge of the arena watching dancers warm up. Meltingtallow is a member of the Blood Tribe and a world champion women's fancy shawl dancer. She says experiencing the powwow with her son is about legacy, identity, and pride.
A lot of people think that we lost our way of life, but we haven't. This is how you preserve it, and then by preserving it is showing your offspring the things that you were taught from your parents or your great-grandparents.
Meltingtallow says she hopes she and her son can resume traveling to dance at other powwows now that the pandemic has eased. For CPR News, I'm Eli Imadali.
And the powwow wraps up at the Denver Coliseum today. This is CPR News.